Akotan Erev Shabbos, everybody. We are about to begin Be'ez Hashem, share number 199 in the book Take Action about Zerizus from Rosel Pliskin. He says, what helps us a lot when we're not ready to take action is, to the very least, visualize yourself taking the action that you'd really like to do. So even though right at this moment, you're not at the frame of mind to actually take the specific action at this moment, but mentally prepare yourself to do this. This happens a lot as a good eitzah when one is very fatigued, very tired, and they know they're not up to it, and they're not going to do it now, but they'd like to, and as soon as they have the koyach and opportunity, they want to do it, to visualize that, to visualize those mental pictures of visualizing doing it and taking action and doing those good deeds will make it easier for you to take that action. When you run those pictures of yourself doing the things you want to do and you mentally rehearse them, and it'll shorten the time that'll take to build up your willingness to act. So mentally picturing yourself taking action will help you overcome the resistance that you may be feeling. So even if you're not successful, and right now you didn't end up doing it, you procrastinated, but still it takes its toll in a positive way and builds up that willingness and cheshek to take action. That'll be easier to do when you're ready to do it. Everything you visualize is stored in the brain, and it'll help you take that action that you need to take. That's why the Ratzon is very, very important. So when you think of something that you would like to do, but you keep pushing off, visualize yourself doing it. Imagine also that you have a sipuk, not, it's a drag, let me get over with it, but try to visualize taking some enjoyment out of that action, and that'll make you feel better than you think you would feel by doing that. In other words, you visualize it, you use your imagination in a healthy way, that you're taking the action with joyful zerizus, and those positive mental pictures will help you. While if you see it limiting or distressful, you make that, you know, distant from you. Now, he says a very important point, and listen carefully. He says, people who have been depressed and had experienced much anxiety told, Rav Zelig Pliskin told me, that they realized that they could change the size and brightness and distance and clarity of their mental pictures, and it made a major difference in their lives. And they went from a life of misery to a happy, fulfilling life. It'll take time, but you sort of downgrade those depressing imageries and depressive thoughts, and you downgrade it in your mind. You lower its color. You put it in a distance. And in place of that, you run through positive, joyful scenes, that you're taking meaningful action. And repeat that in your mind. Add favorite music to your scene. Enjoy music that you enjoy, and so on and so forth. So I'm going to say here an anecdote that Rosel Pliskin brings down, that a student of his told him about how he imagined himself reaching his goals. So the student told him as follows. When I first heard about visualizing myself taking action in order to get myself to take an action, I didn't think it would work for me. I don't visualize very clearly, and I thought this would only work for someone who did. But fortunately, I was wrong. I told someone who excelled at visualization that I was unable to make clear pictures in my mind. He told me that I could successfully visualize even if pictures I made in my mind weren't all that clear. As long as I said to myself, I would like to see myself to take that action, that would work on my subconscious level, even though I can't do it consciously. And because of his experience, I believed him. Eventually, I didn't believe him, but my experience showed me that when I told myself that I could see myself taking action, it was much easier for me to do what I said because I actually visualized it. Once I saw this work for me, I began to use visualizations for motivating myself to do more and more things. And this was life transforming for me. I was able to practice over and over again. Since these practice sessions were just pictures of my mind, I would visualize many more times than I could possibly could to do those things I visualized. In a short time, I was able to do hundreds of these repetitions, and I enjoy these mental pictures, and I found the entire process being a source of positive feeling. Which means, very importantly, that even if you're not yet at the stage of doing these things, but you mentally picture it, you mentally motivate it, you express your rutzing to want to do something in your mind and in your heart, I think to verbalize it also helps. it'll ultimately get you to the point to be able to do it. While if you just keep it dormant and you don't do this action, you may end up, you know, feeling that stuckness, and it'll be hard to get out of. So this is a big Eitzah Tayva to do, this visualization and putting in yourself that rutzing, telling yourself of how you want to do those actions, and try to associate positive feelings along with that. Another thing also that helps people overall, they get discouraged from doing things because they say, I can't do this and I can't do that. And sometimes they're accurate. It's beyond their capability of doing certain things. So the key here is to focus on what you can do and not to focus on what you can't do. People feel very awful inside when they focus what they can't do. And it gives them a feeling of frustration, a feeling of discouragement. It lowers their self-image. It prevents future accomplishments. It increases distress. It's a source of a lot of unhappiness when you focus on what you can't do. And the focusing on what you can't do holds us back from giving thought on the things that you can do. When you focus on the positive, on what you can do, and what you can accomplish, you'll accomplish more. That'll lead to constructive action. You'll end up feeling better about yourself. You'll have a better bad attitude about yourself. And that self-talk is so important, the healthy self-talk. When one focuses on what he can't do, they'll argue, but it's true. There's a lot I can't do. And there's always a lot of things that some people can't do personally. And there are things that no one can do. But that's because that's true doesn't mean it's not wise to focus on what you can do. And there are many beneficial, constructive things that you can do. So focus on them. And that is the key to the quality of your life. That focus on what you can do. It could be small things. And believe it or not, those small things add up. All things who accomplish a great deal manage to keep their focus on what they can do, little by little. It's a skill. It's an art. You practice it. So you work on focusing on solving problems. You have that mindset. Ask yourself, what is in my power to do? You know, a lot of times you, again, tefillah is connected to it. You ask Hashem for siyata d'shmaya to help you do this. And that's the idea. So he brings an anecdote here. He talks about somebody he met on a plane who finds his job boring, and he explained that part of the job is to help other people, and you could visualize that, you know, and being service to others, enjoying what you're doing. So whatever, you know, if you have a type of job, whatever it is, and you reframe your job, it's not just making money, but you're helping people in some way, then it'll give you a source of enjoyment and pleasure. You know, whatever, you know, that idea, it opens up doors for you. And sometimes, you know, sometimes one could work on maybe exploring leaving a certain job and going to another job and taking that risk to a more fulfilling job, not just because of the money-making aspects of it. Although that's, of course, important. Chayvus of Avos talks about it, that, you know, to try your best to choose a work that fits your tchunas nefesh, amashali by chafetz, but a lot of people can't do that or they're not able to do that. A lot of times when people have jobs and they don't find it fulfilling, they could still help people in other ways by volunteering services of others and doing other chasadim outside of it. So this is the really key factor. And you need HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give you siyata d'shmaya to do that, to help you find the sipuk nefesh and the chesed within your own job, or to find another job that will give you more sipuk nefesh. You ask Hashem for siyata d'shmaya for that. But even if that is hard for you, you try your best to reframe everything, to recognize that everything has its purpose and has its value, and the same situation could be viewed in a more positive way. It'll change your whole outlook. So the two points that we learned in this particular share, number one is to mentally see yourself taking action that will help you ultimately take that action in a very constructive way. And the next lesson, of course, is to focus on what you can do, not to focus on what you can't. And that'll change your whole framework of your life and to make you feel more positive and more empowered. Bracha v'atzlacha.